This is Rochester Speaks, and I'm Carl Schmidt, joined today with Tracy Dreisbach from the Rochester Rotary Club. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Happy to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you here.
Ah, some fun stuff. So we're heading up to Valentine's Day. So we've got a Sunshine Valentine opportunity for the community to participate in. And our Sunshine Valentine is going to help send children with special needs to our Sunshine Camp. So I have great packages out there and opportunities for folks to get involved and send a message to your loved one that you not only love them, but you also care about the community and you're sending a kid to camp.
What's in those packages anyway?
So we work with local vendors. We came up this actually during COVID. It was one of those things we had to kind of recreate and come up with an idea. And we said, well, we're gonna adopt this and everybody's going to love this. So we work with Kittleburgers for our flowers, Andy's Chocolates, Mark's Pizzeria, and Lisa's Liquor Barn for packages. So there's flowers, there's chocolate, there's Prosecco, there is pizza. There's a date night package that includes, pizza and high noons. There's all sorts of fun stuff you can do. And there's also add-ons you can do. We have teddy bears. You can add on for if you have kids or you have a loved one who just loves a teddy bear. There's opportunities to add on to those packages and just tell someone you care. And the best part is each package comes with a little note from a camper that says your loved one bought this for you for Valentine's Day in a nice way. But also by doing that, they're making a difference in sending children with special needs to camp for a week this summer.
Oh, that's very good. A set price?
So there's different packages. So we have all different levels. Our highest package is $100 and they go on down to $50, but then there's a la carte options too. So you can buy just a bouquet if you want to do that as well. Yeah.
No one else has done it
yet. So nobody else in the community is owning Valentine's Day as a fundraiser, and as a nonprofit, you had to be really unique. So one of our members is Donna Didi, and I told her she can have her pies for Thanksgiving with Special Touch Bakery, but I'm going to take Valentine's Day. So Sunshine Valentine, I can't think of a better name, right? It makes you happy to say it and hear it, and it makes a difference in the community. So
I feel it on my cheeks when
I say
it. That's
right. Sunshine Valentine.
Sunshine.
That's right. we're all hoping for that right now these days.
So you heard it first. Is the Rochester Rotary Club is officially owning Valentine's Day. So, yeah.
That's great.
Move over.
That's it. It's ours.
Rotary Club. It's everywhere. But specifically the Rochester Rotary Club. What's a little brief history on that one?
Yep. So the Rochester Rotary Club started in 1912 and has been serving the community. We're the largest club in New York State. We're the 17th largest in the U.S. and Canada. And so we have about 350 members, and they're business leaders in the community who have the belief of service above self. It's giving back to the community. We not only have our Sunshine Camp, we have our adopted school, Roberto Clemente School Number 8. We work with the students and the faculty there and tutor and mentor, help subsidize field trips, other things, provide school supplies, other things that are needed. We have a scholarship program, but we also do international work. So we have international projects that happen all around the world because Rotary is an international organization,
right?
With 1.3 million Rotarians across the world. So it's an amazing network. And then locally, every town really has a Rotary Club. So I would say if you're interested in learning more about Rotary, check it out. It really is it's a great organization that gives back to your community and wherever it is. If you want to get involved in your town program, your town Rotary Club, I'd say visit them. They would love to have you come and visit. If you're interested in Rochester Rotary, reach out to me. I'd be happy to tell you a little bit about our organization and our club and you know, what we do and if you were interested in getting involved, how you go about doing that.
How many kids do you usually send to the camp, and are you trying to project more than normal or?
Yeah, so every summer, 2,500 children and some adults with special needs attend Sunshine Camp free of charge to their families. So we incorporate working with lots of local organizations that partner with us to bring campers in, and we have our own program called Sunshine Camp that serves children ages 7 to 21 with special needs. So we are always looking to support the 2,500 that come to camp, and we're hoping to add a day camp program on this summer. So more packages sold allows us to have more kids come to camp.
All right. So is the camp that they're going to located regionally, or where is this at?
Sure. So the Sunshine Camp's located in Rush, so 20 minutes out of downtown, and it has been in existence for, it'll be our 102nd summer of serving children with special needs. So we've been around for a long time. The camp is amazing. It's a 157-acre facility. It has everything from a climbing wall to a treehouse to a train to archery, boating, fishing, swimming, mini golf, you name it, accessible playgrounds. Everything that is at camp is designed to meet the needs of someone who might use adaptive equipment have to have things so that they are completely accessible. And we won't build it at Sunshine Camp unless it can meet those goals.
Have you guys always been in ownership of the camp?
Yeah, so we Rochester Rotary started the camp in 1922. It originally started at Camp Eastman in Irondequoit, and in the early 70s, we moved over to the Rush location, and so we have been there. So everything that has been there, the community has helped us with Rochester Rotarians or organizations, foundations, sponsors, events that we've run. The community participation is really what we need because this is a community resource. So when we're not running summer camp in the program from mid-May to Labor Day, we're a community resource for the rest of the community to come in and rent us as a retreat center. So we have many other churches, schools, nonprofits that come in and utilize the facility, again, because it's accessible. So they know that if they have clientele that might need, they have a place that doesn't have stairs or it's accessible, doorways or other things, the Sunshine Camp can fill that need for them. So we rent it out. There's lots of organizations that use us throughout the rest of the year. So about another 4,500 to 5,000 people will come through just from the community from the Sunshine, use the Sunshine Camp every year.
Do you ever loan this out to, sister Rotary clubs that... region?
There is a camp called Camp Hackamo that is part of one of our organizations that is the Monroe County Rotary Clubs. So Rochester Rotary owns and operates the facility, and the other local Monroe County clubs have their camps. They actually have 2 weeks of their own program at the facility. And we partner with other local nonprofit organizations that come in and utilize us as well, like American Diabetes, Heritage Christian Services, Camp Joy, EPI, the city school district uses us. We have lots of different organizations that come in and utilize the camp.
That's kind of funny. I was talking with my father, and he was actually in attendance of the camp in, I think, 67.
Uh-huh. So at Camp Eastman.
Yeah, he was at the original location. Yeah. It's kind of cool, yeah.
Everybody, it is cool. Around. It was fun to celebrate 100 years, to see and get the stories of people. The impact is huge in the community, and when... for instance, I was sitting at a restaurant or we were having a luncheon the other day and a waiter walked up to me at one of the servers and said, I went to Sunshine Camp and I met my wife there and we got married and I'd love to tell everybody about it. And I have a child who goes to camp now. And so it just, you really truly don't understand the impact it has because it's not only the child that maybe comes to camp, that participates, it's the family network. It's the siblings that maybe become counselors and come and work there because they, believe in what we're doing. Or the parents who get the respite or the caretaker, whether it be grandma, grandpa, mom, dad, sister, aunt, whoever is the caretaker, they get a week-long respite to recharge their batteries so that when the camper comes back, they're able to deal with that. Because, having a child who has special needs takes a lot of care and time and focus on that specific child. So we have many families who actually use that time as an opportunity to spend with maybe their other kids that they can't always give as much time to because the child with special needs requires so much of their time. So they use that as a time for the family to bond in that context, knowing that their camper is having the time of their life. And when they go to pick them up on Friday, that camper's crying, but they're not crying because they're not crying because they're happy to see mom and dad. They're crying because they have to leave. And so, I always tell the parents who figure that out eventually come at the very last minute to get them because they're like, I'm going to let them have as much time as possible. And they come right at the deadline to pick the campers up because they know how special it is. And, years ago, the campers would wait every single year to see each other. But now with technology and the ability to do that, they're Snapchatting, they're Instagramming, they're communicating with counselors, they're communicating with fellow campers, and they've built their own network and their social network. And it's so cool to see those relationships that continue outside of camp. So now it's not just a 1 year experience, a one time a year experience. It's all year long and they get together and they do things. And it's just nice to be able to help create that family. And that's what I would say Sunshine Camp is. And so we want you to send your family, Sunshine Valentines, to help send our family to Sunshine Camp.
Yeah, they've definitely come a long way since snail mail and ham radios.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
So, okay.
For listeners out there, where do you pick up these packages from?
Well, so you're going to order them on sunshinevalentine.org. Okay. Or you can go to sunshinecamp.org. And there are a couple different pickup locations. You can pick up at Lisa's Liquor Barn. You can pick up at the Rochester Rotary office located in Linden Oaks, or you can pick up at the Sunshine Camp, or for a slight fee, which helps again support the kids, for a $20 fee, you can have them delivered to your loved one wherever you would like us to send them. So we have volunteers that are coming in and they'll deliver the packages right to wherever you tell us to take them. So we'll deliver to Ontario, Monroe, and Livingston counties.
Okay.
And if you are outside that area and you would like to know if we would deliver to you, just reach out to us and we'll see if we can find a volunteer that'll bring it out to you.
Little extra shipping charge.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's delivered with a smile and it's delivered with a thank you from specifically Rotarians and camp staff that will be out there delivering these packages on Valentine's Day to you.
Well, Tracy, how long have you been working with the org?
Yeah, so I have been with Rochester Rotary since 1997. I ran the camp for 10 years and I have been the executive director since. So it's been a while. It's been a lot of fun. And I always tell everybody, I love what I do. I get to go to work every day and see and give back to the community, see the impact that we have, not only with our campers, but also the counselors and the families that are benefiting from the going to Sunshine Camp as well.
Oh, very nice. So I've got another question for you.
Sure.
Aside from the monetary donations and fundraising and stuff like that, community-wise, what does one do to get into volunteering?
So we have lots of different opportunities throughout the year that we look for volunteers to help us. We did a breakfast with Santa. We looked for folks to kind of come out and help us with breakfast with Santa. We have a pancake breakfast. We make our own maple syrup at Sunshine Camp. So in March, yeah, you got to come out.
Where do you get the maples from?
Oh, the maple syrup is right there. The maple trees are right on Sunshine Camp. So we harvest it, we boil it, we bottle it, all at Sunshine Camp. So
I did that once and that is a laborious task.
That is a laborious task, yes. But it's delicious and everybody loves it. So we look for volunteers to come out there. We also look for folks that are interested in just volunteering during the summer that want to come on out and help with, if you have a special skill, trait, talent, whatever you want to be able to lend yourself, we would encourage you to reach out to my camp director, Brandy, and see if she has something, an opportunity for you to get involved.
How do you get a hold of Brandy?
So Brandy, you can reach her on the Sunshine Camp website.
Sunshinecamp.org. .org.
Yeah.
Do you have anything that you want to add to?
I would just say the Sunshine Valentines have packages for everyone. So it doesn't just have to be for a sweetheart. It can be for a friend. It can be for, there's all different packages that are out there. They have different flower assortments and arrangements. So they're not just, a sweetheart package that's designed for your special loved one. There's opportunities to send them to everybody. And, we had somebody last year who was a business owner and he sent it to all the ladies in his office and just said, "Happy Valentine's Day from me." And so that was really
sweet.
Very nice. And
that's
knows and it knows that they make a difference, right? So everybody, again, is getting that special note. So when they open it, it's not just flowers. You know that those flowers made an impact, right? So they're
right.
You're looking at those flowers differently because now you see that those flowers put a smile on someone's face. Not only yours, but they're putting on a smile on a camper's face.
All right, Tracy Dreisbach of the Rochester Rotary Club. Thanks for joining us today on Rochester Speaks. You can find them at sunshinecamp.org. Get your package today and, put a smile on someone's face.